WAMW News, news you want, people you know. News on the WAMW Local News Podcast. I'm Jake Foster at the Dutch Pantry Deli and Bakery Newsroom. Davies County Habitat for Humanity is accepting applications now for their next homeowner. Habitat for Humanity is a nonprofit organization that builds homes for people in need of affordable housing. T.C. Cook stopped in to tell us how you can apply.
Go to Davies County Habitat for Humanity on Facebook. We're going to be posting a Spanish and an English version of our application. So you can print that off, or you can swing by the Powerhouse here in Washington at 709 East Main Street. And we have paper applications for you that you can pick up, again, in English or Spanish. You pick those up, you fill them out. There's some things you got to kind of follow, some criteria in that, but it kind of walks you through that. And if you ever need anything, just give us a call. We'll walk you through that.
Applications are due by mid-March. For any questions or help filling out the application, call 812-254-2949. The Pike County Economic Development Corporation is asking for the public's help. They are seeking to bring better internet to the community. They say internet access has gone from being a privilege to being a necessity. The point has been emphasized lately as the country struggles navigating a pandemic with more and more people forced to stay at home. Therefore, the Pike County Broadband Task Force is asking for your help to complete a 5-minute survey. This information will help achieve the goal of implementing high-speed internet access throughout the community through state and federal grants. Before the application process can start, they need to collect data from residents. To find a link to the survey, visit the Pike County Economic Development Corporation's Facebook page. Police are investigating after several church vans reported missing catalytic converters. New Horizon Fellowship Church in Evansville reported two converters were cut off of two of their church trucks between Thursday night and Friday morning. Something similar happened at St. Matthew's United Church in Evansville. Police say the van was last used on January 18th and was running without any mechanical issues. The investigation is ongoing. New coronavirus restrictions go into effect today. Governor Eric Holcomb made a change to his emergency order last week, which bases restrictions not on numbers, but the health department's color-coded county map. Most counties in Indiana are orange, which means they have 25% of their usual crowds. Yellow counties in Indiana can have 50% of their normal crowds. Blue counties are allowed 100% capacity, but there aren't any blue counties in Indiana just yet. On Sunday, the Indiana Department of Health reported 1,750 new cases of coronavirus across the state. That brings the total number of Hoosiers who've tested positive for COVID-19 to over 626,000. The department also reported 5 new deaths, bringing the total number of people who've died due to the virus to over 9,598. So far, nearly 3 million people in Indiana have been tested for coronavirus. The state's current overall positivity rate is at 10.6%, while the 7-day positivity rate sits at 8.5%. And Senator Todd Young joins other Senate Republicans in heading to the White House to speak with President Joe Biden about coronavirus relief. President Biden invited the 10 Republicans to the White House after they wrote him a letter about the next coronavirus relief package. Senator Young says the idea is to try and work together on the package. The president's full plan should be released today. Davies County Arrest Report. 29-year-old Brandon S. Parrish of Washington was wanted on a warrant for failure to appear and was arrested on Saturday. He was booked into the Davies County Security Center on a $2,000 bond. 48-year-old Greg E. Finch of Washington was arrested on Saturday and charged with domestic battery of a minor. He was booked into the Davies County Security Center. No bond was set. 40-year-old Jacob R. Fox of Ligoti was arrested on Sunday and charged with operating while intoxicated with refusal and driving while suspended with a prior. He was booked into the Davies County Security Center. No bond was set. 50-year-old William M. Graber of Montgomery was arrested on Sunday and charged with operating while intoxicated with endangerment, possession of paraphernalia, and possession of methamphetamine. He was also booked into the Davies County Security Center on a $2,500 bond. And 27-year-old Edwin Garcia Mazarios of Vincennes was arrested on Sunday for operating while intoxicated. He was also booked into the Davies County Security Center on a $2,000 bond. And that's news on WAMW. We'll check the weather up next.